Hello, and thank you for joining us today in downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message from our pastor, Gary Washburn.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the children as they go to kids' church this morning. We thank God for them. All right. I want to take a moment and we want to have a special prayer. I'm not going to mention the name, but most of you are aware we have a missionary friend who is in prison. And this week he goes to trial. He's been in prison for over a year. And we've been praying for him. You can go to our website and find more information about that. And but Tuesday especially, and actually tonight because of the time change from there, we need to be in much prayer for this one. We are praying for a release, and we're praying for that he be absolutely cleared of charges that are just trumped up charges. He's a Christian missionary. So would you just stand with me for a moment, just lift your hands, even if you don't know who I'm talking about, the Lord does, and just agree with us in prayer for a mighty stronghold of the enemy to be broken in the name of Jesus. And release from captivity come because Jesus came to set the captives free. And this one who is persecuted for righteousness' sake will be exonerated and will be honored and will be delivered from all the traps of the enemy. And we bind Satan's power. We bind the lies that have been trumped up against him. And in the name of Jesus, that the truth would shine and set this captive free to the glory of God and for the honor of the name of the Lord Jesus, as churches all over the world are praying for this one's release to the glory of the Lord Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I want to go right into the word this morning. Sometimes I tell you a joke or two to just get you to loosen up. And plus, I like to tell jokes. But I want to go right into the word this morning. I want to talk about the faith, hope, and love connection. 1 Corinthians 13:13. The faith, hope, and love connection. Scripture says, now abides. Would you say that part with me? Now abides. Say it again. Now abides. It means right now. Abiding right now is faith, hope, and love. It's abiding right now. Now, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Why? Because love never fails. Okay. Faith may give out. Hope may be deferred, but love never fails. Now abides. I want to talk to you this morning about that connection. It's a trinity, faith, hope, and love. It's a trinity that works together, just like the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. They're never contrary to one another. They work together. They work hand in hand. They flow together. Heaven is the kingdom of God where faith, hope, and love work perfectly all the time. And we're told to pray here on earth. We're told to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God wants faith, hope, and love to be working here, flowing together. They must connect. They work together. It's a triunity. Faith, hope, and love. It's the ABCs of Christianity. It's how the church is to function. But we know we have an enemy. The enemy of God who attacks us because we belong to God. And so the enemy comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy our, come on, say it with me, our faith, our hope, and our love. That's what the enemy is out to destroy. God says they abide, but the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy faith, hope, and love. And so we have all at some time or another experienced attacks from the enemy. The enemy is very vicious. He's very relentless. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy, to harm you, to hurt you, to make you quit believing in God, quit hoping in God, quit loving God, and he'll do anything to hurt you. And everybody in here, at one time or another, has been attacked viciously by this roaring lion. And he will continue. And long as you're breathing on this earth. And I want to show you a scripture that'll reveal some of the things in which we're probably living with even today in this room. Isaiah 30, verse 26 says, "Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. The light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord binds up the bruises of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. In the day, the Lord is allowed to, with your permission, to bind up that bruise and that wound in your life, a vicious attack of the enemy. When he's allowed to do that, your life is suddenly going to light up. You're suddenly going to be glad. The sun's going to seem brighter. The days are going to be better." It talks about wounds and a bruise. A wound is on the surface. It's seen by everybody. The enemy attacks us to cause us wounds in our life. Depression can be a result of that. Mental illness can be a result of that. Even some physical ailments can be a result of nothing more than a vicious setup or an attack by the enemy to cripple you, to maim you, to hurt you, to destroy you. It's something on the outside everybody can see. But then there's the bruise. The bruise is bleeding underneath the skin. It's not something that's always seen at first by everybody. Later on, it's visible. But at first, it may not be seen by all. This month, April 6th to be exact, was the 15th year anniversary of Grace Tabernacle. 15 years ago, we began in an upper room downtown Leesburg. And at that time in our life, looking back, 2003 of April, Pam and I had just finished pastoring a church for about 10 years. And we went through a horrible experience. Many of you know that story. No need to rehash all that. But that particular weekend, just prior to us agreeing with Terry and Kathy to start this new church, just prior to that, that weekend was a time of hell on earth for my family and I. Our son on drugs, running the streets. The church that we just resigned, a lot of rumors spreading, this and that, hurt people, hurt feelings. To be honest with you, there was nothing more that we would have loved to do than just to leave town and never come back. Have you ever been there? We were hurting, not only to say the least. And someone said, if you're ever experiencing hell on earth, has anybody ever experienced hell on earth? Don't stop. Keep going. Don't stay there. Keep moving. And by the grace of God, that's all it was. We went into that weekend, and I remember saying these words to Pam. I don't think I can do this. I think I'm going to call Terry and just say, I'm not going to do it. Find somebody else or whatever. I don't think I can do it. And we were both hurting and we were very afraid. And there were just so many horrible things happening. Like I said, we wanted to leave town and never come back. And I'd wondered if the pressures of ministry were just too much for us. Maybe I should quit. Maybe I should do something else because it sure seems to be detrimental to my family. I remember talking to a couple of friends during that time and confiding in them and saying, I feel like such a hypocrite because my family's falling apart here. I feel like I can't rescue my son. Our daughter got pregnant outside of marriage, and then we were hurting from a lot of unexpected things, and God resolved all that, praise God. But during that time, I just remember, dwelling on the hurt way too much. And saying to my friends, I feel like such a hypocrite. I don't feel qualified to stand up and preach to anybody. What have I got to offer? And fortunately, those two friends gave me good counsel and said, you're not a hypocrite, you're just human. And I was a child of God, and I was loved by God, and I loved God. And the devil was trying to put shame and hurt and more pain on us. But I remembered that day after sharing that with Pam, I don't think I can do this. And just about threw the towel in. I remember it was like the Lord, he didn't really say anything to me. It was just in my heart to keep going. All you need to do is take three steps at a time. Faith, hope, love. And then when you get there, you take three more. Faith, hope, and love. Because God said they abide even when they don't look like they abide. Now, there's a it doesn't look like there's any hope. It doesn't look like there's any faith. And it sure doesn't feel like any love, but they're there. Take the next three steps. Trust God is leading you. You've asked him to lead you. Hope is a blueprint or a vision that God will show you, not every detail, but he'll show you some glimmer of this is where you're going. This is what I want you to do. And love is okay, learn to forgive those that hurt you, people that disappoint you and everything, and move on. Faith, hope, love. But if you've ever been through anything like that, which I wouldn't want anybody to experience that, you're shell-shocked. If you know what that means, you feel numbness. And I remember showing up that first Sunday in the upper room and surprised that all the people were there, for one, and stood up and preached when I didn't have any feeling. I was just numb. And the grace of God came. And the grace of God fell. And people were saved, healed, delivered from demons that first time. And I discovered this one thing about God. God is attracted to weakness. I said, God is attracted to your weakness. It's okay to say, I don't have anything to give. I'm out of gas. It's okay. God is attracted to your weakness. Your healing is a process. And you'll never get healed by doing this. I ain't doing another thing. I ain't moving. You get healed by doing this. Take three steps. Faith, hope, love. Well, I don't feel anything. Don't worry about that. Keep taking this three steps. Faith, hope, love. And your healing will come in due season. I would be a liar if I stood before you today and said, we never had any marriage problems in the ministry. We never had any children problems. We never had any anger problems. We never had any financial problems. We have had problems since we started breathing. And even more problems when we were in the ministry. And even more problems when every time we move in a direction that God wants us to go. It's been that way every day since we started walking with God. And so you get up and you face the day, whatever the challenge is before you, with faith, hope, and love. It'll come. But you have to believe that it abides, even though you don't see it. There was a movie out years ago that was a true story of a war scene, a war movie. There was a scene where the soldiers were in a firefight and they were being attacked. And they had a lot of their own people wounded, many of them dead. And they were hunkered down and receiving fire from the enemy. And there was a colonel and a soldier there. And they had to get the wounded to this truck. And so they were working together, the colonel and the private, to get the wounded to the truck. And as they were doing this, the private gets shot. And the colonel says, "Come on, come on." And the private says, "But colonel, I've been shot." And these classic words. The colonel said, "Everybody's shot. Now get up and get moving." And I hear the Lord saying that through my voice today to tell all of you. Everybody has been shot. Get moving. now abides faith, hope, and love. If it didn't abide, then you wouldn't move. But because it abides, God says it abides, move. Amen. Everybody's been betrayed. Everybody's been hurt. Everybody's been abandoned. You're not the only one. Everybody has been hurt. But I'm not saying this to minimize your pain or say that, well, what you went through is not important. You're still here and you're still breathing. God has allowed you to have faith, hope, and love. I don't know if you know that or not, but it's right there. And you got to quit focusing on yourself and get moving. Now, I'm saying that to myself, too. Now abides faith, hope, and love. And all three must be alive now in your life. The present. Faith is the power or the currency of the spirit realm. It's how we receive things. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Be it unto you according to your faith. Hope is that blueprint, that image that inside your heart, that there's a glimmer of hope. It's put there by God to say, this is what the outcome I want to be, to look like. And love is the motivation by which faith works. Without love, it won't work. And so anytime anybody has hopelessness in their life about a situation, you're believing a lie of the enemy. There is no hopeless situation with God. You may not know the details of how it's going to work out, but men and women of God do get wounded and they get hurt and they get depressed and they do get discouraged. Elijah, the mighty man of God, look at him. He's under the juniper tree and he's saying, God, I'm done. I just want to die. I heard Kamiah say that. I just want you to take me home. I'm done here. And it's like the Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit have this conversation up here and they say, that silly boy, he has no idea what we're going to do. Silly boy, you have no idea what God has planned. He didn't give you the right in the first place to say, well, okay, I want to die here. No, he's appointed you a time to live. He didn't give you the right to determine the day that you're going to die. That's up to him. And so these things work in cooperation together. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. And Galatians says faith works by love. So when you put these two together, here's what you see it looks like. Faith comes, that's God's part. God gives you faith. He says, now faith abides. Now faith, hope, and love abides. These three. Faith cometh. Everybody say, faith cometh. It does come. That's God's part. Our part is the hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Are you hearing? You could not hear if you don't want to. You could say, that's enough. I don't want to hear anymore. Faith works. That's God's part. It does work. Our part is love. That's our part, to believe that God is love and God is at work. See, when you got God in your life, everything changed. You instantly stepped into the realm of where there is no hopeless situation. You stepped into the realm of where any miracle could happen. And God wants you to believe that. And sometimes he will allow you to be in what looks like hopeless situations. See, faith cometh. How do you hear faith cometh? Today you're hearing by the preaching. I'm preaching to you the word of God. God is speaking to you through the preaching. Let me question you this. Do you hear him? Will you believe him? Because faith cometh by reading the word or listening to the word. Over 6,000 promises in the Bible. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. If you need healing or you need provision, you should first go to the word. As you go to the word, you collect promises. You collect them. You write them down. Proverbs 4 says, my son, if you'll attend to my words, incline your ear unto my saying, don't let them depart from your heart, but don't let them depart from before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to all who find them and health to their flesh. So you got to collect it. Okay. You got to feed it in your eyes. You got to feed it in your ears. You got to put it in your mouth. You got to put it in your heart and then speak it. You're a loaded gun when that happens. You are dangerous to the enemy. Because when he shows up, ready to come into your life to steal, kill, and destroy, depression, discouragement, hopelessness, or whatever, he's firing at you, you're loaded. You said, you came to the wrong house. I'm armed and I'm dangerous. Step on in here. I'm going to preach to you. And then when I'm done, I'm going to speak in tongues, because I know that drives you crazy because you don't know what I'm saying. And I'm going to make you sit down here and take it until I'm done. And you can go when I say you can go. You're loaded. And so you have to feed yourself faith. Faith cometh by hearing. If you're hearing, then take it in. Load up on it. And once it's in your heart, then speak it. Tell your mountain to move. Well, I did and it didn't move. Well, keep speaking to it. We live in a world where we expect everything to happen like right now. Well, I expect as soon as the preacher lays hand on me, that pain be gone. Well, maybe for a while it won't be gone. God wants to see, are you going to walk by faith? You're going to walk by sight. You're going to learn to consider not your own body, just like Abraham had to when he was 99 years old. He said, I ain't paying attention to my body. I heard what God said. And I'm speaking what God said. See, your heart is like a bank account. If you want to make withdrawals, you got to make deposits. You deposit the word in you. Jesus said, a good man out of the treasure of his heart that's stored up in him. So what have you been storing up in your heart? You can't store up in your heart golf or baseball games or football games and all that each week and expect to have a heart full of faith. It ain't going to work. You store up the word of God. Maybe you didn't like that, but that's the truth. Last week I shared with you about Abraham's faith and how he was tested by God, and then God gave him Isaac, and then after he received, after almost 25 years, he's received this answer. He had to wait 25 years. He's got Isaac, his son, from Sarah. And they call him Isaac because his name means laughter. It was laughable. It was an impossible situation. And so now he has his son, and God says now, without any explanation, he says, Abraham, I want you to go sacrifice Isaac. What? No, actually, Abraham didn't flinch at that. The scripture says that Abraham didn't even question God about it. Now, I'm telling you, you don't get there overnight, but your faith will grow to the level where you walk with God, you see the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the kindness of God, how God promises something that will always come true. You'll get to the point where impossibilities, you won't even flinch. You may not know how the details, how it's going to work out, but you don't care because you have a word from God. God never calls us to understand him. He calls us to believe in him. Lean not unto your own understanding. Now, the Bible says in Romans 4, it says, Abraham, who against hope or without hope, he believed in hope. He knew those three steps are always there. They're invisible. But before me, there's always three steps: faith, hope, love. Without any hope in the natural, he believed in hope. And he believed God, that God was going to keep his word, that he's going to be a descendant of many. And here he is called to sacrifice his only hope, his son. The Bible says in this, Hebrews 11, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, accounting that God was able to raise him up from the dead, from which he received him in a figure or a type. Now remember, he only had how many Isaacs? One. Ishmael was not the promised child. He only had one Isaac. That's all I got, God. Yeah, I know. put it on the altar. Okay? Accounting that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead, even though he'd never seen anybody raised from the dead. He believed. He had hope that some way, somehow, God will raise him up. I don't know about your journey through life. I'm trying to cut it down short. I know the clock is running. But whatever, you're here for a word today and you need to receive it, please. Okay. The journey in life that you have had, everybody has had tragedy, loss, hurt. Some more than others. Some of you have suffered horrible things. Maybe your husband left you. Some of you, your child was killed in a car wreck. Some of you, your child's missing. Someone you love may have committed suicide. You may be here thinking about committing suicide because you don't see any purpose for your life. Listen to this last scripture. Amos 3:12. The prophet says this, as a shepherd takes from the mouth of a lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out who dwell in Samaria, in the corner of a bed and on the edge of a couch. I want to try to break this down for you real quick. The shepherd takes care of the sheep. He's to guard the sheep. All of a sudden, we don't know how it got in there. We don't know how it happened, but tragedy. A lion came in. Ah! He grabs one of the little lambs, pulls him out of the flock, and he starts devouring. He kills him and starts devouring him. Finally, the shepherd sees it. It looks like it's too late. The lamb's dead. All that's left is two legs, a piece of a ear. A lot of shepherds would have said, forget it, I lost one. This one takes his staff and says, nah, get out of here. And he chases the lion down, beats the lion, whatever it is, because he's going after two legs and a piece of an ear. Why bother? What are you going to do with two legs and a piece of an ear? Where's God in all this? In this life, we have trouble. Jesus told us that we would. Psalm 91 says, God says, I'll be with you in trouble. I'll honor you and deliver you in your trouble. He didn't say, I'll stop the trouble from happening. I don't know why some things happen in your life. I just know God hasn't abandoned you. I just know that He was with you, even when you weren't expecting it. And at the same time, I want you to see this picture of a lion devouring a lamb, and the only thing left, the shepherd gets it back, two legs and a piece of an ear. The shepherd fought to get what was left. It mattered to the shepherd. To others, they say it's too late. Don't bother. But the shepherd said, oh no, it's worth fighting for. When hell tries to destroy your hope, tries to destroy your faith, tries to destroy your love, when your worst nightmare happens, and it could happen here in this life, even though you're a Christian, it's easy to give up. But you're just not just anybody. You're a child of God. You're a man and woman of God, the God of hope, the King of the universe. The one who said, now abides faith, hope, and love. Even if all you got is two pieces of a leg and a piece of an ear. He said, it still abides. Your family's torn apart by an issue. Fight for what's left. Fight for what you got left. You're hurting from a tragedy. Fight for what's left. Your grandchild told you they're gay. Fight for what's left. Talk again, pray again, do whatever you got to do. Reach out again, fill your life with prayer, the word, and praise. Fight for what is left. What can you do, Pastor, with two legs and a piece of an ear? I don't know. But your miracle is not in what you have lost, but your miracle is in what you have left. Think about that. Samson, called by God to deliver Israel. He had a lot of personal issues, a lot of personal problems. Philistines rose up against him. What are you going to do? What do you got to fight against them? Well, all I see over here is a dried up old jawbone of a donkey. You use what you got. Use what you have left. Tony alluded to it. He said that, the little boy, 3 loaves, 2 fishes. You fight with what you have left and miracles happened. Your miracle is not in what you've lost. Your miracle is in what you have left. See, this is what God works with. The widow. When Elijah came and said, he said, what do you have? He said, I just got a jar of oil. That's it. Use what you got. Fight for what you have left. Are you listening to me, church? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against the enemy. And so you say, well, I don't have anything to give. I don't have this and I don't have that. I can't do this. A good counselor told Pam and I, he said, live in the freedom of what you do have, not in the bondage of what you don't have. Now abides faith, hope, and love. Let me ask you a question. Does faith abide in you today? It does if you hear. I don't know what God said to you today through this service, through the sermon. I have no idea. But if you're listening, faith hears. Does hope abide in you today? Or did God say, no, just give up? This last scripture, God's trying to birth hope in you. He's trying to tell you, look, okay, all you got is 2 legs and a piece of an ear. Don't quit. Give me what you got. Does love abide in you today? Does it? If it does, you don't quit. It abides. You have something to work with. I believe today the Lord would have us be encouraged to take 3 giant steps forward. Faith, hope, love. I mean deliberate, intentional. Intentional. You might be saying, Lord, I've had a lot of trouble. I've had a lot of heartache. You know I'm sorry for the things that I've done. I repent for complaining about all my pain and my loss. Today I want to bring you, my good shepherd, the one who fights for me, I want to bring you what little bit of faith, what little bit of hope, what little bit of love I have left. And I want to give it to you. Because I hear you work miracles with a small amount. You may feel like that today. You feel like you've been attacked by the enemy. He cleaned your clock. He devastated your marriage. He stole your children. He's done this and this and this. And all you're doing is standing there with, wow, 2 legs, piece of an ear. Your miracle is not in what you've lost. It's in what you have left right now. Fight for what's left. Give God what's left. If you'll start today, if you'll take 3 giant steps forward, somebody here thinking about committing suicide, if you'll today repent of that thought, knowing that's coming from the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy you, if again you'll say, no, I'm taking 3 steps, faith, hope, and love, and I'll give God what I have left, which ain't much, he'll take it. And he'll guard it. He'll protect it. He'll bless it. He'll multiply it. And then one day you'll be standing up here as a trophy of grace, giving a testimony and saying, look what the Lord has done. I had no way. I had no hope. I had no future that I could see. I just had 2 legs and a piece of an ear. If I could have today, I'd have gone to the grocery store and I'd have had to put in little wrappers, two, maybe 2 chicken legs and a piece of a pig's ear and give it to you to take it home with you today so you could study it and look at it and say, wow, what are we going to do with this? I don't know. Let's give it to God and see what he can do. Would you stand to your feet? Now abides faith, hope, and love. Here I am, Lord. You can have what's left. Do a miracle with it. So you're here today. Altar workers come forward, musicians come forward, and here's the altar call. It's very simple. Are you willing to give God your wounds, your bruises, the piece of an ear, and two pieces of leg, and say, God, now do something with this. I'll give it to you, and watch what you can do. I don't know what that looks like in your life, but we know a little bit from our own experience, the troubles and hurt and heartache. You can't stay where you are and expect to get healed. Your healing is in the process of moving forward and believing with faith, hope, and love. You're going to get better. You're going to be healed. You're going to be delivered from the spirit of suicide. You're going to be delivered from this heartache in your life. God wants you to serve him with gladness in your heart. And you need to be happy in order to be able to receive. So raise your hands. We bless you, Father. We thank you for your word. Your word has been given. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. It has come. Have you heard? Now, what are you supposed to do with it? Faith always acts on the word that it's heard. Always, in some way, there'll be a response. I would encourage you with whatever you have heard from God in the last 30, 40 minutes, I would encourage you to now to come to this altar and talk to him about it and say, now, Lord, show me my next step. And then get up believing he'll show you your next step. Some of you, he'll show you your next step right here. Some of you, it'll be as you're moving. Get up, come right now. Just come. Whatever you're facing in life, God had me preach this message for you and me. Come, 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 come right now. Don't wait. Don't look around at anybody else. You know God's talking to you. You know God's got your number. You know you feel like, well, Pastor, did you have a camera in our home this week and heard our discussion? Yes, Holy Spirit. And he brought you here today. Start a healing process. Come on, I know there's a bunch more. I know there's a bunch more. Just come. Just come. Talk to God about what you've just heard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that today's message has made an impact on your life and has helped you move closer to the heart of the Father. For more Grace Tabernacle resources, or if you desire further counseling or prayer, please feel free to contact us at 352-748-3255 or visit us on the web at gracetab.org. Have a blessed day.